Hello, everyone. This is James Van Praagh, and I want to thank you very much for being here and listening to my insights on creating trust and increasing your self-confidence. This is really a topic which I've thought about covering for many years, especially since I've been a teacher of spiritual mediumship. And when I'm with my students, one of the barriers or obstacles they have to overcome, and it's a very common obstacle, and that is the sense of trusting yourself, trusting your inner voice, what you're feeling, what you're sensing, and also having the confidence to give it out. And not only do I find that this is true in the work as a medium and teaching other students who try to perfect or develop their abilities of mediumship and intuition, but also it extends to everyday life. For all of us, those who don't even know about intuition or psychic ability, it really is something that every single one of us, as souls having this human experience, have to deal with, because it's a very human experience. So the first thing I want to cover is trust. So what is trust? Well, trust, of course, is a soul lesson, and trust is really the sense that every one of us has, that we have this feeling of another person or experience, that we are open. We have a sense of being vulnerable, and you are open to another person, opening your heart, many people say. A degree of uncertainty, sometimes we're uncertain about what the future will hold, what this person in your life, how they will treat you, what the relationship you're going to have with this person, what they think of you, what's going to happen in the future with this person or situation. So trust is a willingness, in a way, to show another person, show many people, your true self, your soul self, is standing there naked in front of the world, being vulnerable, being who you are, and having that sense that it's all going to be okay. It's going to be fine with being who you are. So there's a sense that you're trusting, you're having this sense, this relationship with that person or persons, that they will get you. You're putting yourself out there and you're hoping in advance that they will protect you, that they protect your interests and your well-being. And we all do that. Trust, to me, is also a quality of love. And many people talk about, well, when you have someone's trust, or you have to gain their trust. And I find that true. We seem to, as we get older in this life, that we have to go through various experiences with other people in our lifetime to gain trust, to have that acceptance, to be vulnerable in front of people, to be vulnerable, to share your inner thoughts or inner aspects of who you are and put them on the table. Sometimes it takes many experiences, good and bad, relationships of friendships or partnerships or business partnerships, to gain trust, to be able to just take another human being and let them be who they are and be who you are, and that you're okay, and they'll get who you are. It's not always easy. There's also a sense of, you know, commitment on your part and a commitment on the sense of the other person's part. It's very, very true. For me personally, trust is such a big issue because we are vulnerable. It's a sense of we have to feel safe with another person. And when someone takes your trust and they don't honor it, they don't honor it, it's a sense of a personal attack, because it also seems like a sense of they're not loving you, they don't believe in you, they're not honoring you. So that all these things come up in our minds about the sense of you're giving this, your energy to another person, to another situation, and they've mistreated that. So sometimes we can be very careful because we gain this sense of a wall around us, or a sense of I'm not going to be honest with someone, or I can't give myself to that other person because I don't want my world to be shattered. There's a certain breach. And I've had that before, and I don't want it again. So many of us go through that experience or experiences, and we think that's the way everybody is. We can't trust anybody. We have to be on guard. We got to protect our hearts. It's very, very common for many of us to go through those experiences and have that sense of, I got to protect my heart. I don't want to be hurt. I'm too sensitive, too sensible. I can't. I'm too empathetic. I'm too open. I can't be open. So when you think of it, the opposite of trust is distrust. And through life, we will often have experiences where you really have to trust. Because if you distrust, it's kind of a distrust as a negativity. It's a blocking. It's a sense of limitation. And we have to go through this life really kind of being open and trusting, not giving up ourselves, because we never should give up ourselves to anybody, but we should open ourselves up, be objective, be aware that people are, or everybody has their own stuff. Everybody comes to an experience, to a relationship with their history. No one ever comes clean. They always come with a sense of history, what their past experiences have been. And that's how they choose many times to have this current experience, is based upon their past history. So when you meet somebody, when you have experience, remember that you're not meeting them for the first time just there. You're meeting every single thing about them from the past, every experience they've had in the past, every relationship they've had in the past, every type of emotion they've had in the past. You're getting it all. You're getting everything. So if you just realize that you're learning from each other, that whatever that soul's experience has been, you're going to be learning from them, and you're going to be teaching them. And that's why you've come together. You've come together to learn from one another. That's why you continue to come together. So sometimes we have to be vulnerable. We have to go into to trust. Now, how can we have this sense of strategies, if you will, to build our trust? Because once someone takes advantage of you and takes you, really, you're open, and they destroy that sense of trust, it's hard to build trust again. How do we build trust? I find that in today's world, it really is a skill to have trust, to build trust, and learn how to work with this world of uncertainness, insecurity. Many of us are insecure. Remember, life is a series of choices, and all choices are based upon two things, either love or fear. When you don't trust somebody, when you have distrust, that is a fear-based emotion. Even though you've had experiences over and over and over again, that's fine. Learn from them, understand them, but don't let them rule your life. You don't want to get into a sense of negative energy, of distrust with every single person and every single experience. What you want to do is step back and be objective, be mindful. You've seen certain behaviors before. You've seen certain circumstances before. You've had that experience, so you can tell when something is going a certain way, when behavior is triggering up certain experiences, certain situations, certain behaviors from somebody. That's a telltale sign. But you don't have to go through life cutting down people, situations, limiting your situations, limiting your time with people, not trusting them, not being vulnerable, just staying in a protective mode, putting a wall up. You don't need to do that, because then you'll miss out on life. And that's why we've come back. Our souls have come back to experience life. So you can't go through life distrusting people, distrusting yourself and situations. But there certainly are ways or strategies to build up trust. I find, number one, when you meet somebody, have this sense that there is a belonging, there is a connection, there is a oneness that you share with that other soul. I do that by the heart space. I try to imagine or feel a sense that their heart is right there. We all know there's a heart. We all know there's an emotional component. We all know the soul is right there at the heart space. So I know that that soul is like my soul. They might have had different life experiences, lifetime experiences, but I know that I'm going to try and see the commonality, the oneness with that other soul. What are they teaching me? What am I there to teach them? So having that sense that you are altruistic, that your sense of generosity, it's really important that you have meet somebody with a sense of openness, if you will. Don't prejudge. Don't have a predisposition about a certain person or a situation. You have to give the world your trust. Now, you may get hurt. Things might happen. But they have to give the trust anyway. You have to do that. You have to be vulnerable. That's the only way we can grow. Yeah. So look and see what they're going to teach you. You're going to teach them. And you have to be open, but be objective. Be mindful. Be aware. You've had past experiences from before that people destroyed the trust in you. Just be aware. Be mindful of it. Don't just give your heart. Just be objective. That's what you have to do. You have a responsibility to have healthy boundaries with people, to hold your heart high, and that's what you have to do. No one is going to love you the way you want. No one will give you what you want. You have to be there in strength for yourself. You have to hold your heart. I love that expression, hold your heart. It's really, really true. Another way to, if you will, build your trust is when you meet people or have certain situations in your life, try to be patient and try to be tolerant of people and mistakes. Like I said earlier, everybody has a history. When you meet them, they are a complete totality of all the experiences they've ever had in this life and other lives, all the relationships they've had, all the emotional ups and downs, where they've come from in their family, the friends, what their life situations have been. That's what you're getting. So try to be vulnerable. Spirit will often say, when they come through, a mother might come down and say, I'm so sorry to my daughter, my son. I didn't tell them I love them. I'm so sorry. But I wasn't shown love in my life. And now that's a reason. That's a history. And maybe that daughter or the son right there really wanted the mother to love them, but she couldn't say, I love you. And maybe the reason she was not taught love when she was a child. So there's a history. So try to be vulnerable, open, and be patient with people. Because people, there's always a history. We got to be tolerant of mistakes. How do we know that if we were not in the same situation, that we wouldn't behave the same way? It's very, very true. So meet the others that you come in your everyday life with a consideration, a sense of, well, they may not know what they're aware of. They're here. I'm just going to accept of what they are right now, but I know they have a history behind them. And be patient with them. They might not know any better. So be better then. Be better then. So be patient and flexible. And really be considerate of their life experiences, the events they had, the negative experiences they might have had in their lives, which affected their trust in each other, and another person, and yourself. That happens particularly, I find, with relationships or partnerships that, of course, we bring to the partnership all those things from before. If they're romantic partnerships or connections, all that stuff gets lit up again if it hasn't been healed before. So remember, it's the history that you're dealing with. Not just that one time. You're meeting a person or persons from their history. So try to be patient and vulnerable. Remember, trust is built over time, especially when you're dealing with someone who wasn't fortunate enough to have experienced trust in his or her life in an early way. A third strategy you can use is really try to be reliable and try to be dependable. And try to, if you will, look in the mirror when you're going to talk to somebody about your soul and talk to them about what you think of yourself and think of them, the honesty that you are trusting within them, who you are. When you give your soul and you're vulnerable, you've got to be honest. So maybe look in the mirror and start talking to yourself about it. What are you going to tell that other person? You're going to be truthful. You're going to be honest. So try to build the honesty and the dependability. That's a great strategy in order to build trust. Be honest. Be honest with another person. Don't make up excuses. And take responsibility for the mistakes that you make. Really, really important. When you can take responsibility for mistakes, for ways you're looking at something, for maybe you don't understand something, and you can admit your mistakes, wow, you've really expanded, you've really evolved, and that's a great way to gain trust from another person. When you admit your flaws, it shows that you're a human. It shows that you are learning. It shows that you don't know everything, that you're going to share this space and this time, and hopefully they will understand that with you. So that's really, really important, being honest. Another step, which I would suggest, really, really important, is be consistent with your behavior, because that's how trust is going to be built. Be consistent. Don't be ambiguous. Don't be one way one day and another way another day. You have to be consistent with your feelings, with your behaviors, with your affect, with the way that you treat people, who you are. Because someone is going to look at your behavior and say, wow, I can either trust that person because they're consistent. They're consistent with who they are. I know there's a consistency about this person, so I can be vulnerable with them. So you need to be consistent with who you are, your behaviors. So for instance, when you have certain appointments, make sure you arrive on time so someone can trust you. Just look at how simple that is. When you have an appointment with somebody, are you on time or are you late? If you're late, why are you late? Ask yourself, why are you late? And if you're not on time, the person that you're having the appointment with might think that they don't matter to you, that you don't think enough to take the time to be there on time. So just think of how that's interpreted. So remember, be consistent. Really, really important that you do that. It's very, very important. The next step I want to say is be open. Be open and transparent about your communication. You know, everybody's sensitive. Everybody is afraid of being hurt. And unfortunately, in this human world, there's going to be a certain amount of hurt. And I've got to tell you that sometimes it takes the hurt in order for us to understand, in order for us to grow, and in order for us to learn the lesson. Sometimes we have to go through the hurt. You don't have to stay in the hurt. The hurt doesn't define you. The hurt isn't who you are and going to have that experience the rest of your life. Hopefully we'll have the hurt, understand the experience and the lesson, and move on being the wiser for that. So that's very important. So being open is so important. Transparent in communication, sharing your ideas, your opinions, and being honest about your opinions. Don't just say something because you think that person will like you better or love you better because you have a certain opinion on something. No, no, no. You have to be honest with who you are, with your opinions. I've said this many, many times, and I'll repeat it again. Do not care what other people think, because what other people think is none of your business. And what I mean that by that is, you have to realize that you cannot live a life according to somebody else. You'll never be happy if you try to fulfill somebody else's life for yourself. If you try to attain their love by behaving a certain way, by doing certain things in your life or creating certain situations, saying certain things, you'll never receive it. It'll be a false hope. It'll be a false love. No one can ever love you more than you can love yourself. So just realize that as you go into this. So I think that you have to, again, go through those steps I was talking about. Be consistent, be open, communicative, be patient, be generous. And it's really important that you have this sense of self, whether it's to gain trust or increase your confidence. You really want to also remember to have a relationship with self. The ideal number one thing you have to do, or be having this awareness and mindfulness, is you have to build this sense of you. You are important. You are unique. There is no one else in this world or other worlds who have your makeup, your soul makeup. You are like a snowflake, a uniquely designed individual being. Do you realize that? You are a uniquely designed universal being, and no one is alike. You are cut significantly very different than somebody else. And it is a difference, these differences, that help to make the world go round. If we didn't have the differences in people, boy, would it be a boring place to be. So remember that you are a unique soul. You have to honor yourself, you have to respect yourself, and you have to love the uniqueness of your soul. Love the uniqueness of your soul makeup. Remember, you came back here to this earth school to learn many soul lessons. And many of those lessons can be learned in a much quicker way if you start with having a sense of self, who you are is important. Very, very much a, if you will, a tenet of the of a sense of spirituality, a sense that you know who you are. You are connected to source and alignment. When you have this sense of self, and you are really in the sense of loving self, connecting with your true essence, you really are bringing yourself back to your highest self, the highest aspects of your being. You're connected with the source energy. You're connected with everything when you're connected with yourself. Love is the strongest healing force we have. You are love. That's who you are. You are love. So, how do we gain confidence? Because a lot of us want to know, how can I gain self-confidence? Number one, do not measure yourself to somebody else. Never do that. That is really not great. Because as I said, just said, you will never meet someone else's standards. You can never live up to anybody's standards. You are perfect just the way you are. So never measure yourself to anybody else. I also want you to, in order to increase your self-confidence, Number two, look around your life right now. Look around your world from a day-to-day basis. Become mindful of who is in your life at this time. What other beings, whether souls, whether it's family or friends or coworkers, and I want you to just be aware of the energy that they're giving. Is it positive energy? Does it empower you? Or does it take away from you? Is it negative? Because you want to make sure that in building self-confidence, you have positive energy around you, whether it's the people that you have around you, whether it's the activities or the work that you're involved with, it has to be positive. It has to be able to resonate as truth within yourself, this positivity. It's truly a time for you to, if you will, evaluate your inner circle, evaluate really who resonates with you, who does not, who empowers, who builds you up, and who tears you down, who takes you apart. It's important that we evaluate and assess our lives very, very often. I try to, every 3 months, I'm there being aware of who's empowering my life, who's taking away from my life, who knows me, who doesn't know me, who's making up illusions about me, who really gets me, who's there for me. Look and see around in your life. You'll be so shocked. So it's time to do a cleaning, if you will. Let go of those people and those situations in your life who, that are negative. You do not need negative energy around you that will pull you down, pulls away your confidence of self. Remember, it's all about empowering yourself. It's a tough one, but it's time to seriously consider making a break, getting away from those individuals who put you down and take away your confidence. There's a wonderful meditation that I've taught over the years. What's a mantra, really? And the mantra, which I have taped in my mirror in my bathroom, and I tell all my clients and people in my shows, radio shows, to do this. And it's writing these three phrases, and I say put on your mirror, or put a piece of paper, say it 3 times in the morning and 3 times at night. And the phrases are, healthy am I, happy am I, holy am I. 3 times you're going to say that. If you say that 3 times in the morning and 3 times at night, what happens is, because everything is energy, the energy around you will shift. You are what you focus on. So you are what you focus on. If you could focus on healthy, happy, and holy, that you are all those things. You're building that confidence. You're building that trust. You're building that energy field all around you. You're sending out a message also to the universe. This is the vibration. This is the frequency that I am on. Remember, you are a magnetic being. This energy will attract to you into your space, into the atmosphere all around you. You will attract the energy which you give out. So if you have a positive energy, and a loving energy that you're giving out to the universe, and you accept yourself with loving, constructive, empowering behavior, and put that energy all around you, that's what you will attract to you. That is what you're telling the universe that you deserve. So you have to remember to honor yourself, change in the atmosphere around you with the energy thoughts that you have. and this will help to increase your sense of confidence, who you are. I am confidence. I am a loving soul being having this human experience. And you have to realize that you have something to offer the world. You have something to teach every single person who walks upon your path. You have to have that awareness. So from now on, look at that. And I want you again to look at the people in your life, the situations in your life, the scenarios in your life, and what feeds them? What feeds them? And what part of you, do you give up part of yourself? Do you just give in? Are you strong within yourself? Are you trying to gain something from somebody else? What is it? What motivates you? What's the intention? It's very, very important. So now when you want self-confidence, building up your self-confidence, it's also a sense of feeling good about yourself. So besides sending out positive thoughts and positive energy and taking away the negative energy in your space and in your world, you want to make sure that you have this air of believing in yourself. Who's going to be around you and want to be around your space if there isn't a sense of you having a happy time within yourself? If you look happy and you're confident, you'll have this confidence and people want to be with you. There's a happiness, there's a joyfulness, there's a glee, there's a smile, there's a positive energy. You're telling that person that, guess what? My time is valuable. And if you spend this moments with me, this time with me, your life will change to the positive. So that's what you're telling the world. So remember, in order to gain confidence and have it from other people, you have to have it yourself. It's in your body language. It's the image that you're projecting to the world. So it's your posture, smiling, eye contact, your speech. Now, this is something which I suffer from, which is you have to learn to be mindful and conscious of every word you're saying. So sometimes we have to slow down with our speech, something which I have a hard time doing, which you can probably tell from now. And that's probably because the energy coming through me is so quick. And also I'm from New York originally, so it's a very fast energy that I'm dealing with a lot. But really you want to make sure that your body language, what you're giving out to the world, your image is something which they understand who you are. You know, you give a strong impression that you're a confident person by your smiling, by you're taking also a positive interest in another person. When you can have a positive interest, how are you today? Oh, I like your eyes. Say something positive about them. I like, you know, your sense of humor. So increasing your self-confidence, another great way is don't accept failure and get rid of the negative voices in your head. So many of us are like, I can't do this. I can't do that. I have no money. I have no love in my life. When am I going to find my true love? Why can't I live a happy life? Why am I always suffering? I just want to get over it with it. It's this negative spiral. These thoughts that go in our heads sometimes, negativity, these voices that go on and on. Never accept failure. You're not meant to fail. The universe has conspired for you to have a great loving experience while you're walking on this earth. So if you programmed yourself with negativity or negative thinking, you want to shift that. You want to change that. You want to change that low self-confidence and start running through your mind the sense of positivity that you are worth it. You are a loving being. You are really a good person, a loving person. So next time you hear that negativity in your head, switch it off. And immediately, instead of negative, I want you to come up with a positive affirmation. Something you love about yourself. Something very, very positive about yourself. Try to have a positive meet the negative. And the positive will delete that negativity, that limited consciousness. So I want you to have a positive thought after a negative thought. Just try to change and shift your awareness from negative to positive. Again, I'm going to repeat this. You are what you think. Thoughts are real. So low self-confidence many times is caused sometimes by negative thoughts running over and over and over again in your head. And again, you are what you think. You're creating the atmosphere around you of limitation, a negativity. And it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy of this negativity. If you always have negativity and that's what you enjoy and you're telling the universe, that's what I believe in is negativity. I'm not good enough. I'm not loving. I'm not worthy to receive. You're going to give that to the universe over and over again. The more you think it, the more it becomes real. So remember, Every negative thought has to be matched with a positive thought. That's what you want to do. The last thing I want to help you with in increasing your self-confidence is make a list. I love making lists. I think lists are fantastic. And we have these lists that we can go back and look at them in another time. So we have a reference. So make what I call a great list. And a great list are aspects about your soul, aspects about yourself that are great. Maybe these things you've forgotten about yourself over the many years. So write down a list of positive attributes about yourself. You're a loving being. You're an honest being. Things that you can be thankful for about yourself. All the things in your life that you are thankful for. And certainly make a list of things that you're proud for, the accomplishments that you've had in your lifetime that you should be proud of. The spirit world often say to me, I wish those humans would give themselves a pat on the back, because the human life is very hard. As souls coming down here, it's very, very hard. So you have to stop every once in a while and give yourselves a pat on the back. So wherever it's necessary, so as you make this great list, remind yourself of all the positive attributes of yourself. What positive ways have you changed your world and the world around you? What positive ways have you changed the world, your world, and the world around you? You'll be amazed after you make this list of how you see yourself differently. If you feel self-confidence and you're dwindling in the future and going down, take out this list and look at the positive traits of yourself and feel inspired over and over again by what you've done. Again, it's a hard world. This human world is difficult, but it all depends on how you look at it. It's your outlook. It's your outlook on life. So with that, my friends, I'm just hoping that this little talk that I've shared with you will help you to gain trust within yourself and really increase your self-confidence. Lastly, I want to remember this and share this with you, actually, because as I remember it, I'm going to share this with you. I use this analogy a lot, and the analogy I like to use is that really we are these beings on this human earth, this human being, right? And there's, I would often say, like our thoughts can go to, it's like a radio station. So we can go to 88.9, which is maybe about negativity, limited consciousness, fear-based ways of looking at ourselves and life. Or we can go to 101.2, which is a dial, which the frequency is a higher frequency, which is about love, healing, compassion, kindness, humility, beauty. And really, you have to see where you put your thoughts. What radio bandwidth do you want to stay on? Do you want to stay in the lower frequencies, the lower vibration of fear and self-loathing and not trusting? Or do you go to that higher one, which is of love and beauty and healing and so forth? You have to look at yourself. Life is very, very short. Life is so short. It's a blink of an eye. When we step outside of this linear world, this three-dimensional world, and our human life is over, when a soul leaves the body, we're released from the body and we go back home to the spirit world, we will look back at our lives, and the lifetime is a very short one. Spirit often says, wow, I didn't realize how short it was. If only I made a difference with the thoughts that I had. So I want to share that with you. You are what you think. Make it positive. So love and light to all of you, and thank you very, very much for listening. I hope this has helped you in some way. Bye-bye.